Okay, we're going to let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. I'm Vice Mayor Dennis Cavanaugh, and I'll be chairing the meeting tonight. We'd like to welcome you to the City Council study session for October 19th. We have a small crew tonight. We're excusing Mayor Giles and Council Members Richens and Finter from the study session. So the first item on our agenda is to review the items on tonight's regular council meeting agenda. So item three are some permits. Four is a series of contracts. So anything under item four? Okay. Item five is our series of resolutions. Are there any questions or comments about items 5A through 5L? Okay. Item 6, Councilmember Luna.
Mr. Wesley, 6A is simply an introduction at this point, right?
That's correct. It'll be back on the agenda in a couple of weeks for action. And in follow-up to the Thursday morning study session, we have been staff going back over some of the requirements as they came out of the P&Z board, met with the applicant, and there are a few modifications being made to the site plan. You'll be getting that copy of that later in the week with a memo from staff that outlines the modifications and answers some of the questions that council has had.
Thank you.
And is there any need to hold the introduction tonight?
We don't think so. We think it can all be addressed over the next couple of weeks, but if we do get to the hearing on the 2nd and there's still issues, then we would at that point recommend a continuance.
All right. And that's it for the items on our regular council meeting agenda. Also, before we go on, I'd like to take a point of personal privilege. I'm being shadowed tonight by Mr. Lynn Gorton of Mesa LTD. So welcome. He's with Relay for Life. So those of you who are like me, a cancer survivor, you can join me at Skyline High School next April, and he will we can do the survivor lap together. Let's hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. I know it's been very busy, so anybody would like to go first? Councilmember Luna, you had a big event in your district.
Yes, I had Celebrate Mesa on Saturday, which was absolutely wonderful. So I do want to congratulate and thank staff. Mark, would you stand up?
Yay, Mark.
Yay, Mark. As well as our PIO department, they did a wonderful job, as well as many of our city departments who were well represented, except we were missing the witch. I know what happened with her. But anyway, good job. The weather, we couldn't ask for better weather. It was absolutely a great event, so thank you so much.
And on Saturday morning, I got to help open the Comic-Con at the Mesa Convention Center. This is an annual event that is growing each year, and I had some very interesting photos taken of me with some of the attendees at the event. We saw people wearing costumes, riding light rail to getting to the event. I'm sure that caused quite a stir. I also attended MacFest this past weekend. And it's very interesting this year. It's very much expanded with many more artists participating. And I bought a special gift at that event that I will be wearing at a council meeting. In at a future council meeting. So stay tuned for that. I'm sure it will start a fashion trend that for everyone to follow. Or not, yes. I haven't started too many fashion trends in my life, so who knows. This morning I took part in a reading program, a national reading program at Crisman Elementary School. We're trying to break the world records, and I'm sure the rest of you did that as well, correct?
I actually participated at Taft Elementary School. We were required to make sure that we had our students engaged, so we had to engage them for 30 minutes. So that was a real interesting feat, but my kids were very attentive, and I really enjoyed the book that I read, so it was a great event.
Very good. And shortly before tonight's meeting, I helped attend the grand opening of a new restaurant in District 3 at Stapley and Baseline. It's called Eclectic Pie, and it's a pizza, and very wonderful. Build your own pizzas, design your own pizzas. You have Arizona handcrafted beers and Arizona wines. It's very much a unique restaurant founded by people who grew up in Mesa and live in West Mesa. So another great entertainment addition to the city's inventory.
Vice Mayor, I might add, we just got an email from the United Food Bank that their grand opening, and I think the weekend is the 23rd, this 23rd to the 25th, and there's a dollar donation for every pizza to the United Food Bank if they go this weekend.
Wow, so. Fantastic. No, they very much want to be engaged in the community, and we appreciate that. They're members of the chamber, and it was a very nice grand opening. Okay, any others? Okay, scheduling of meetings and general information, Mr. Pombier.
Vice Mayor, Council, we have a big weekend coming up, apart from the United Food Bank that we just heard about. We have the 13th Annual Latino Town Hall this Saturday at the Mesa Arts Center. Registration begins at 7 in the morning, and that event goes, I believe, till about noon or a little bit after noon. We also have the Mesa Arts Center Dia de los Muertos Festival this weekend. The Day of the Dead Festival will feature food, entertainment, and a colorful mercado with an assortment of merchandise, jewelry, arts, and crafts. It's Saturday from 10 to 5 p.m. and Sunday, October 25th from noon to 5 p.m. Lastly, on Saturday is also Make a Difference Day. This is the National Day of Helping Others in Mesa's, others is Mesa's largest day of service with projects throughout the city, neighborhoods, and neighbors helping neighbors. So we have a big weekend. We do not have a council study session this Thursday. Our next study session is Thursday, October 29th at 7:30 a.m.
Very good. Any questions, Mr. Pombier? All right. Well, the next item is we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. We'll see you upstairs.